Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
And Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. MTE's Pro Solar program is committed to educating members on the process and helping them achieve their renewable energy goals. Learn more about Pro Solar and get a free consultation by visiting mte.com/prosolar. Well, Keith Bratcher is joining us here this morning, and we've got a lot of things to just chat about with Keith. Good morning, sir.
Hey, how you doing,
Brian? Doing good, doing good. Road board for how long?
I've been on the road board since I've been on there 23 years.
Wow. Yep. 23 years.
Yep.
That's a long time to do anything, isn't it?
It is.
Road board, things are going pretty well, I guess.
They are. Oh, yeah. We, I tell people all the time, Greg Brooks and all his staff out there and the guys that go out in the field, they do a very good job. It's just all I tell people all the time, if you want to know how things are at the highway department, just drive around, and I know like this time of year, we had some snows and stuff and
pothole season.
Yeah, huh? Pothole season. I tell people, I get calls all the time, so I tell people just be patient, and because they do have the crews out working on them and fixing them and repairing them. So, but yeah, everything's going real good. At the highway department, like I say, they do, Greg Brooks and his staff, they do a very good job.
You know, I don't think a lot of people realize that the highway department is not in charge of every single road that people drive on. You know, you may have Murfreesboro Public Works in the city. You've got state routes going all throughout and the interstates. So you probably get a lot of those phone calls about a state route or the interstate or something, right?
Yeah, we do. Like you say, out in the county, there's a lot of roads that are state routes, which we have contacts, with the state, and we give TDOT a call, and they don't respond as quick as we do on our roads, but they will respond, and we pass them along, but yeah. And a lot of people, like I say, they have different requests on different roads, and a lot of times it's a state route, and we're not allowed to work on those roads, so yeah. Sometimes it can take a little while longer.
I did a lot of, during the basketball region tournament, drove a lot to Wilson County on 840, and man, it's rough as a cob.
It is, yeah. They need to do...
resurface, right?
Yeah, they're going to have to do a lot of resurfacing on... and it's mainly, like you say, it's over, most of it is in the Wilson County area on mm-hmm. 840, not so much Rutherford, I think. So, but yeah, they do need to do a lot of resurfacing on 840. Oh yeah,
yeah.
A lot of traffic on 840, a lot more than people think.
John Dinkins and I on the way were talking about that. When 840 first opened, to see a car, it was like yeah. unbelievable just to see a car. But now that it's fully connected, it's busy.
It really is. It saves a lot of time. People going to, going west, Wilson County, Franklin, that way, and then of course going back and being able to hit 24 and come off that way. So yeah, 840 is really busy.
So I live over in the Siegel area, and so if I'm going to do a ball game in Rockvale or Riverdale, like yesterday, my fastest route is to jump on 840,
yep,
hit 24, or take 840 out to Veterans if I'm going to Rockvale. And I can get, it's a long way around, but I can get there quicker than going through town.
That's right. It is a longer way around, but you can just keep going, not, have to worry about traffic lights and all that stopping. So you can really get there quicker. Yeah. You're exactly right.
Keith, a lot of people have said some good things about the highway department in the county, especially after we've had several storms recently and, keeping the debris off the road and that kind of thing. They're hard at work.
Oh, they are. This past week, we had a lot of rain, and pretty much there's some areas that flood in the county, and some roads, and we're pretty much aware of those. And so they're good about getting out and putting up signs, keep, blockades, keep people from driving off in there. But I can't never always tell at our meetings, you know, I can't never say enough tell Greg to pass on to the crews and the people that go out and do the work. I get people all the time. I'll see it come up to me and say, Keith, I appreciate you paving my road or fixing this or fixing that. And I always say, well, I wish I could take the credit, but I can't because, you know, the guy, it's his staff, man. They're second to nobody. They do a really great job.
You know, I looked on Monday, you know, we had all that rain over the weekend or Sunday or Monday. Mm-hmm. And there were 35 road closures throughout the county.
Oh, yeah.
And they are all the typical, you know, every place, if you've lived here for any time, you know that when it rains a lot, this area floods.
Absolutely.
We had it this last weekend.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot of flooding. A lot of places, I'm like you. I've lived here all my life, so I know, you know, just mm-hmm. like you, we know if you're in a certain area, you know, you're going to have to avoid that area because it's probably going to be flooded and going to be blockade also. You're going to have to find an alternate route, absolutely.
Yeah, mine in the community where I'm at is Buckeye Bottom right there, Sulphur Springs, Buckeye Bottom, always.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
But the river was really up, too. I don't know if you...
Oh, yeah. Well, I live out in the Lascaux area, so I come around Betty Ford Road area, all that river. I mean, man, it was really high. But I say one thing, it went down really quick, though.
It did.
It really fast. So
yeah, Sunday morning, you know, driving over by the Thompson Lane trailhead and stuff, I mean, it was really, really high. I think they even had a water rescue in there that morning, if I remember right. But, you know, by the next morning, it was down considerably.
Oh,
so.
It was. It went down really quick.
Well, a lot of things going on here in Rutherford County. One of the things that you have had to deal with the road board, I know, has been Jefferson Pike over there around Middle Point Landfill. There's always been some issues there. And, you know, this coming up on Monday morning at 8:10 on the Action Line, County Mayor Joe Carr and Middle Point's Mike Clausen will be on to have a frank conversation, I guess, about the landfill and its future. And I'm sure that that's something you being on the board and also just as a concerned community member have some thoughts on.
Yes, it's like, you know, when I very first got elected in 2002 to the Highway Commission, that, you know, Jefferson Pike kind of was one of my main issues. I know I had so many people in that community, you know, Jefferson Pike's a narrow road anyway, and, you know, wanting to get it widened and all that, which we have started on that on Smyrna End all the way back to 840. But you're talking about right there at the landfill. You know, if you're not from that area and you come down Jefferson Pike from, say, 231 other way, man, you're going to know that you're approaching something that's, you know, and it's that landfill. And over the years, you know, I met with them several times. I know Representative Sparks has. I know Joe Carr, back when he was a state rep representing District 48, you know, we spoke a lot of times and about Jefferson Pike trying to get them to comply and keep that road clean. I mean, it's just been a, you know, it's, you know, you're going to, you know, I know they have said in the past and not, you know, they want to be a good neighbor. And, you know, I would want to, if I had that type of landfill or that type of business, I'd want people to come down through there and not, especially by looking at the road, not even know there was a landfill there, you know. But it's just, you know, there's trucks come in there, and I understand it's a constant battle. But, you know, that's the price of doing business. You know, you got to, you know, and they have made some efforts here and there. They, you know, had a street sweeper out there. One time they invited me up there. They installed a wheel wash where these trucks are supposed to go through there, but I think a lot of trucks and stuff that's not controlled by the landfill, they don't go through that. They you know, these drivers, from what I understand, talk to some of them, you know, they get paid by how many loads they make. So they don't want to go through, they don't want to go through that wash. They don't want to take that time. They want to go get out of there back and forth as quick as they can. So, but anyway, it's, I get calls all the time, you know, and I understand, you know, people say, hey, Keith, I just went to town, spent $25, get my car washed, and now I come down, you know, going home and down Jefferson Pike, and I got all this mess and sludge on my vehicle, and I understand that. So it has been a constant battle trying to deal with the landfill and trying to keep the Jefferson Pike clean, you know, and so they, you know, in my opinion, they have not been a very good neighbor as far as trying to do that. They really haven't.
I've heard some comments in that regard here on the air, and some of those have been, you know, that there have been efforts in recent years, but to make improvements, but when things 10 or 15 years ago were trying to be done, it was like ignored. And it's like, you know, you're getting toward the end of the life here, and now you want the community to support it. That a roundabout way of what they were saying.
Yeah, it's been that way. You know, when I approached them, you know, it was they kind of listened, but I kind of got the attitude from them that, you know, we understand what you're saying, but we're pretty much going to do what we want to do up here. And that's pretty much what they've done, you know. And I think they're headquartered out of Arizona, and I had some folks from Powers to Be call me from there and this, that, and the other. But, you know, that's kind of been the attitude. Brian, you know, it's, you know, they're going to do what, they, you know, they're a multi-billion dollar company, and it's pretty much like, we appreciate you coming by, but we're, you know, pretty much got that too. We're still going to do what we want to do. But I mean, I've been pretty adamant. You know, I guess they, a lot of times, they probably got tired of seeing me. But I mean, I live out there. So it's not like I represent an area and I live completely across town. I live in the Las Casas area. I travel Jefferson Pike. And when constituents and people say to me, hey, Keith, this looks terrible. My car's dirty, you know. I know what they're talking about because I'm out there and I see it. We have a trash pickup crew that works out of the I think they worked out of the same office as with the convenience center. So anyway, they go out and do, and they have guys go out and pick up. So I do tend to call them a lot and say, hey, can you hit Jefferson Pike area a lot? So they are real responsive to that, which, you know, they really should have people out there. At one time, they used to, landfill, used to get people out there. I'd see them every now and then pick up trash down there, but I couldn't tell you the last time I seen anybody with the landfill employees out there doing that, no.
Yeah. I don't know in which direction this is going to go, but in your opinion, from talking with people in the community, is there support for an expansion and a continuation or no?
No. I mean, my own personal opinion, I don't want it. You know, and I spoke a couple of times over the last couple of months at the Public Works Committee. They had a representative there, the first one. From the landfill came and spoke. So I know everyone out there especially, but just I think overall in the county, nobody wants the expansion of that landfill. You know, before you had BFI or Republic, you know, you had the old county landfill, and it was there for years. I think the community and especially everyone out there, they're just tired of that landfill. You know, it's like I think everybody wants whatever the current contract or whatever it is expires with that landfill, let that go and be done with it. You know, even after years after that thing closes, Brian, you know, we're still going to have to look at what I call Mount Trashmore. You know, still going to have to look at that thing. And, you know, it's just been a bad thing for Rutherford County. It really has.
So, the alternatives, I mean, I think that's going to be something that, yes, you want this, but what are you going to do with all the trash and all that kind of thing? And I think that's the big question, and there's going to be a little sticker shock with that.
Yeah, I think so. And I know Mayor Carr probably spoke more that on Monday, but I know they have been out there and, you know, on the old landfill road, they have art to the left there. They've already been, you know, been constructing that transfer station. And I think they've got some things, what I've scene and talked about, you know, had them talk about. I mean, it eventually it may wind up costing the county taxpayers a little money, but I don't think it's going to be too significant. But the thing about it is, we're not going to have that landfill out there. And I know the highway department, you know, Landfill Road is a county road, and we just paved that week before last. Okay. So we had to got that all paved up. So they done some repairs on that and kind of beefed that paving up out there, because you're gonna have those big, you know, you're still gonna have those trucks that go to the convenience centers, pick up the big dumpsters and bring them out there to transfer station. So Greg and all their crew, they got out there like week before last, I think, and paved all that up from Jefferson Pike, or you know, all the way back there to the transfer station.
Yeah.
So they're moving along with all that pretty quick.
Yeah, I think the city and the county are going to work together, because the city's building their own transfer station, and that's going to help in terms of having mm-hmm. to keep trucks from driving from, you know, Christiana all the way to the north of town, you know.
Yeah, I think the city of Murfreesboro, I think they're constructing their transfer station like Butler.
I think that's right. Off Butler Drive.
So yeah. So
you got a south end and a north end, you know, that'll help in terms of transfer stations at least.
Absolutely. So, the city will take care of their own trash. They'll have their garbage pickup or whatever, like they still do at the curbside. And then, of course, they have their convenience center down there on West Main. So, yeah, the city will be taking care of their own trash and taking it to their own transfer station. And then everybody in the county, you'll still go to your convenience centers like you do. And then if you pay for private pickup in the county, now when they come to the transfer station stuff, those companies, they'll have to pay just like they charge the residents. They'll be charged, and I don't know how that works out. I know when they go to the county, when they go to Republic Landfill now, they have to pay, and it's based on tonnage. I know that, but I'm sure.
I think it's like $90 a ton,
something like that. I'm sure Mayor Carr, he'll have all those numbers.
Yeah,
if he takes that money. But so some of that, a lot of people are saying, well, when I start going to the transfer station, am I going to have to pay? No, I don't think that's going to be the deal.
You're probably not going to be going to the transfer station.
No, I'm talking about the convenience centers. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the private companies that do private pickup out in the county, they will have to pay. So I think some of the revenue that they generate from that is going to offset a lot, you know. So,
well, that money is going to Republic now.
Right.
So,
but when they come to the, and that's another thing. After they close it, you know, they're going to have to come to our transfer station to dump. So, and they'll be charged by the same tonnage, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the rate's going to be, but that will offset some of the cost, I think, that it's going to cost us to process the trash and haul it out of here.
Yeah. Well, it's a very interesting dilemma, and I don't know that we're going to get answers tomorrow on it or on the Monday show, but at least the conversations are happening, and that's what needs to be done.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, Keith, I appreciate you stopping in today. It was good talking to you.
Yes, sir. You too. I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. Keith Bratcher joining us. He is on the Rutherford County Road Board and does a lot of great work here in our community, a longtime firefighter here. So hope you enjoyed the show. We'll have the podcast up shortly at WGNSradio.com.